This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
24th of November, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Thanksgiving Day in the States today, the national holiday that gave the world Black Friday, and for that we're all thankful enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Americans. Yes. But do you know what? You know, with the tough times that surround us, being thankful is no bad thing, I suppose. And we're all thankful for our friends and family. But I think it would be good to spend a little bit of time this afternoon just being thankful for some of the little things in life. You know, we're thankful for our friends, for our family. But what else are you thankful for?
So, like, stuff that doesn't get any credit normally.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. My noise-cancelling headphones.
Oh, yes.
I've had them about 5 years. All the felt is falling off the side of them. But on the days that I haven't charged them or I forget to put them in my bag to come to work, that's when you really realise how good they are. When you're hearing everyone else talk on the train, you're thinking, oh, those noise-cancelling headphones, I'm so thankful for them.
Aren't other people awful on public transport? Listening to idiots scroll through TikTok with their phone on loud.
Absolutely. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking for here. What the little things that don't get the thanks. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, and I'll curse this now probably by saying it, I'm thankful for my little metal card holder.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having, like, a dad wallet, you know, the big loads and loads of cards in it, burns through your back jean pocket or whatever.
Yep.
I've got a little tiny metal card holder that I've only got the 2 or 3 cards that I need each day. I'm currently on my longest run of not having left my wallet or forgotten my wallet somewhere. And
why
I was a repeat offender.
I used to
do it all the time, constantly leave my wallet in, like, restaurants or cafes or pubs or whatever. I'm on the best run ever, and it's all down to that little tiny card holder.
It even survived being chucked in the stuff the other day, didn't it? At home, you were telling us about.
Yeah, exactly. But it still keeps coming back to me, a little bit like the ring in Lord of the Rings.
So we've started you off the little things in life that you are thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. Paul would like to put forward his key wallet. Miniature leather wallet just for keys. No longer do his pairs of trousers have holes in the pockets.
Wow, I'd never thought about that before. Was he working as a prison guard? Dave in Solihull says, he wants to give thanks for Apple Pay. I was always losing my wallet, or my credit card, debit, gym, everything, store cards, or now on my phone. It's the best thing ever. Although, I don't know if anyone else is the same. I always kind of love it a little bit if I'm behind someone who's trying to pay with their watch and it doesn't work. It's a little tiny victory. It's like, yes.
From Sabrina, the automatic timer on my coffee pot that starts the drip and allows me to come downstairs to a beautiful pot of hot coffee every morning.
So it's like a tease made, but for the coffee world.
Nice, great concept.
This one here says, I'm very thankful for my compost toilet. Planning was refused, so I had to pay to go to an appeal. I was successful. And now every time I have a number 2, I think of the local parish council. Thank you for that.
Absolutely incredible. Yep. Emma, what are you thankful for?
Just iron brew.
Just iron brew in general?
Just iron brew in general. It sorts everything.
What's iron brew doing for you today?
I've just been on a long car journey from the north of Scotland back down to Glasgow, and it's what I've been drinking.
How many iron brew have you been through on your long journey through the Highlands?
Maybe about 4.
Wow, and how does it make you feel? Because I'll be honest with you, I've not drunk iron brew that many times. When you've had a few iron brews, what does it make you feel like?
Makes you feel amazing.
Wow.
Now, would it work on a hangover? Because I've been mildly compromised today. Maybe next time round, that could be the way forward.
Honestly, get yourself a full breakfast and a tin of iron brew and you'll be absolutely sorted.
Fantastic health advice for the whole nation there.
Thank you, Emma.
Yeah. And does iron brew work with anything else? You know, sometimes people combine drinks together. Can you mix iron brew with someone else to make something good?
See, that's a dangerous game because you drink it with alcohol, you can't drink it in the morning for a hangover. So people might have it with vodka, but it's not for me.
Iron brew and vodka. What a thought.
Thank you, Emma.
Suddenly the hangovers come back to Richie again.
No worries.
Andy says, evening, gents. I'm thankful for my V60 coffee filter cone. I got it for a fiver, like 10 years ago. It's still going strong, makes great coffee. And my coffee mug, I got it in 2011 on a trip to New York, and I use it every single day. It's a great mug.
There has been a lot of coffee thankfulness so far on this. I think it's no coincidence it's Thursday. Rowan, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for you guys, actually, because I'm in the middle of my room. It's a bit echoey, probably, because of that. We're redecorating around here. With my mum and my dad, and we've got the radio pretty much going the whole time. It's keeping us going.
Brilliant. So what, Absolute Radio and the Hometime Show has been on in the background as you've had this kind of room makeover transformation?
Basically, yeah. No, to be fair, not just this, but in the garden too. Anytime we've been doing, I was growing potatoes all the summer, and it's been keeping me going. I have ADHD, so I can't concentrate on nothing, but having the radio on keeps me going because it keeps me on task.
So just a little thing there. So you said that you've had the radio on whilst you've been sorting out your potatoes. Now, Prince Charles, or King Charles now, very much... Indeed, yeah, his potatoes, always talks about playing music to plants and helps them grow. Have you found that you've had a particularly good harvest by having them listen to Absolute Radio?
Well, we've got well over a couple hundred potatoes and four different varieties in the shed at the moment, and it's keeping us till Christmas.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to think that. I don't know if, like, AC/DC and Meatloaf is doing any good for potatoes, but it does good for me.
Well, I mean, surely then we could probably... would be all right for us to do a kind of some advertising campaign of saying, you know, listening to Absolute Radio can make your veg increase by 15%.
You know, I'd like to think so, because they are rocking.
Well, I'll get back to it. We'll be in the background. You take care.
You look after those rocking spuds.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
At the weekend just gone, I took the girls to Southend Aquarium, or the Sea Life Centre, as it's called. Zooquarium, I believe, is the technical phrase. And it's always been down there on the seafront near Adventure Island in Southend, but we've never been anywhere near it. And it was brilliant. They absolutely loved it. Really, really good. And Thea, my middle daughter, she's four. She's never really, like... she hasn't had a thing before. Like, you know, like your lad Rocco's into his dinosaurs, and everyone knows that. Thea's never really had, like, a thing, to be honest with you, that she's, like, massively mega into. I tell you what, since we've been to the Sea Life Centre in Southend, she's not stopped going on about fish.
Great!
All these facts about octopus coming out left, right and centre, it really has kind of sparked this unbelievable interest in her. And I could honestly see her maybe growing up to become like, a marine biologist.
Fantastic.
Or something. And then looking back at the trip to the aquarium in Southend as being that kind of moment that kind of kindled that flame inside her, which is an amazing thing. And it got me thinking about when I was a kid, and this is the God's honest truth, I think when I was like 10 or 11 years old, we went to, and this is a place that I still absolutely love, and I try and take the family there as much as I can, the American History Museum in Bath.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant. Up until that point, I went on a friend's birthday and I had no interest in American history or anything like that. And you go to this American History Museum in Bath and there's like loads of cool stuff from like the Civil War, the American Revolution. There's loads of tapestry things that like women from America have created and passed down from generations.
Wow.
Native American history, that kind of thing. And since then, I've always had a love for it since I went when I was a kid. And that made me do American studies at Swansea University.
Oh, right.
So I was thinking, you know, it's weird how you can go and visit somewhere that then sparks you to want to do something later on in life. So there's a bit of a long shot this hour of the show, but if you've been to visit something or gone somewhere and it's sparked this interest in you that has affected you later on down the line, maybe it's influenced a career choice that you've made, we'd love to hear from you this evening, 8, 12, 15, and text the show.
Remember going to the National Railway Museum in York?
Is that what was responsible for it?
Yeah, it is still burning inside. I might get to quit this one day and drive a train.
I'm not into trains at all, but right. we went to York a couple of summers back and we went to that museum. It is impressive. And if you're a kid, you're impressionable.
I haven't been since about like 7 or 8. I've got to go back.
And that kindled your...
Yeah.
Well, this is it. So look, if you've been to some in this, I don't know, for some reason the penny's dropped and it's had an effect on you later on down the line, celebrate this amazing kind of little shift in your life. Simon and Luton says, I remember the American Museum, went as a kid. Bit of a drive from Bournemouth. Still, I remember the brown, shiny guidebook.
Stuck with him.
Amazing.
This is quite a chain of events. From Sheridan, discovered the Beatles in my early teens. Loved the Beatles, so I always wanted to go to Liverpool. Mm. I asked some guy from the year above me, who was there at uni, if I could sleep on his floor. I married him.
Check that out.
Look at that.
Let's brought them together.
Yeah.
Andrew says he used to spend summers on my grandfather's allotment up in the valleys, drinking camp coffee, which is coffee and chicory mix, making roll-up ciggies for him, and building odd sheds out of junk. And it's totally inspired me to run a shed empire for the last 20 years. He does Shed of the Year competition.
Whoa.
So come on, if you've been inspired by something that you've visited, get in touch with us tonight. Listen to this. My dad was always had a love of beautiful architecture, and regularly as a kid, he would take me and my sister to Fleet Street to admire St. Paul's Cathedral. or a square I can't even say. That's not her saying, that's me. Now I have just been made a partner at my financial service business's Swan Partners, and my office, would you believe it, directly overlooks the dome of St Paul's Cathedral.
There you go.
I'm sure my dad is up there chuckling down at me from heaven whenever I look out the window. 8, 12, 15, you get involved, and if you know how to say the name of that square, Paternoster?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
You did it.
Every day is a school day on Home Time.
Mike went to the air show in Yeovil when he was 5 years old. Sparks a forever passion in flying and aircraft, so much so, went to university, studied aerospace engineering design.
Absolutely loving your work. Anna says, I collected bottles in the 70s as a child, aged 11. I used to go on digs, having seen a small antique bottle at a cafe I went to with my dad. I am speaking to you now, texting you from my stained glass studio. Well, I'm currently renovating a beautiful Victorian window. Also give talks and run workshops on the subject, and I still love working with stained glass.
Wow.
So that's a big effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
That from bottles. I mean, I used to collect bottles and that when we were on holiday sometimes to get a bit of cash at the end of the week. We've got Stu on the line right now. Stu, mate, what has inspired you?
I went to visit my brother in prison where he was a bit of a naughty boy when I was younger, and I looked and I turned around and I thought, what a waste of life it was. And sort of 30-odd years on, I've signed up and I'm now a teacher, teaching industrial cleaning in prison to give the lads in there a chance to improve their chances of employment and rehabilitation.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
What an amazing thing to do. So it obviously had an effect on you back then when you were going in to visit your brother.
It did. I just looked and I thought, what a waste, because you had sort of like a young family at home and stuff like that. And, it just sort of made me realise that sort of I wanted to do something different and wanted to help people.
Wow. And do you ever hear about them in the future? You know, when you kind of teach people who are in prison, do you ever hear from them again?
Sometimes. We're not ideally supposed to sort of make contact.
Yeah.
But if I saw one of them in the street and that, it wouldn't be a problem. I've had a couple of them try to contact me on Facebook just to sort of say thank you and stuff like that. So, yeah, there is people, and I've had a couple of cards that have been sent to me sort of thanking me for my help from them.
How rewarding. Stu, that's great.
It's amazing. And I tell you what, my old maths teacher from when I was at school in Torquay, he used to teach Leslie Grantham, a.k.a. Dirty Den from EastEnders.
Yeah.
He used to teach him maths in prison. He was a prison teacher. What about that back in the day?
Well, there you go. See, you don't get any more old school than that, do you?
Proper old school story. Lovely to speak to you and an amazing thing that you do. We appreciate it.
Cheers, Stu.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
How do you like it more? It's all because Tesco Mobile are giving you amazing deals with incredible savings in their Black Friday event this year, powered by their club card prices. On the line and hoping to win big, it's Kay. Kay, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're good. Kay. Nearly the weekend. How's your week
Absolutely.
Been?
Yeah, not too bad. Been a busy week this week, and I've just been to the Good Food Show at the NEC in Birmingham today. So I've had a good day.
What was the thing you saw at the Good Food Show you thought, I've got to have that, I'm starving now?
It wasn't actually food. It was a little cheese grater that grates all sorts of things. Eggs. I've never seen grated eggs
grated
before.
Grated eggs?
An egg grater?
Grated eggs. Absolutely.
I don't know. Something dodgy going on at that convention. But you know, we've got a little... you know the one you do for Parmesan, right?
Yeah.
We don't use our main grater anymore now. We just constantly grate at a low level. It takes ages, but we just use that.
Yeah. Well, this thing, it was like a little... you just put stuff in it, press it down, and it comes out magically out the bottom. It looks fabulous.
It sounds like the kind of thing that you get on an advert at like 1 o'clock in the morning after you've had a few beers, but it's never available in the Republic of Ireland.
Kay, this utensil chat is something we could do all night, but we've got some rules and a quiz to go through.
Okay.
£2,000 to be won. 5 questions to answer, each question worth £400. They're multiple choice. You'll have 10 seconds to answer each question. Remember, we do have to take your first answer. You can then walk away with what you've accumulated, or if you want to answer the next question, you just say more. But there's a catch. If you say the word more and you get the next question wrong, you lose everything you've accumulated. Does that make sense?
It does, yep.
Right, let's play more, more, more. Good luck, Kay.
Thank you.
Here we go. Question number one for £400. Which of these is not an album by Adele? Is it A, 13, B, 19, or C, 21?
It's A, 13.
You're absolutely right. £400.
Well done. So do you want to walk away with that £400 or do you want more?
I want more, please.
All right, good luck. Question two. According to the common phrase, which animal can't change its spots? A, a Dalmatian, B, a leopard, or C, a cheetah?
It's a leopard.
Yes, it is.
That's £800.
Who'd have thought?
Ooh.
So here's the big thing. I mean, £800, £800, but do you want to walk away with the £800 or do you want more?
Okay. No, I'm going to go for more, please.
Well done. Well, listen, this is question number three. Which of these is a famous British golfer? Is it A, Paul Scholes, B, Johnny Wilkinson, or C, Rory McIlroy?
It's Rory McIlroy.
You're absolutely right.
Wow. So, Kay, would you like to walk away with the £1,200 you have, or do you want more?
Oh, it's getting serious now. I'm going to go more.
Oh, the Amber Gambler. I love it.
Kay, which of these actors have never played James Bond? A, Daniel Radcliffe. B, Roger Moore. Or C, Daniel Craig?
It's Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow. It is.
That's £1,600 there. That is £1,600. You know the question that's coming, Kay. Do you want to walk away with £1,600 or do you want to go for the great big 2,000 and want more?
I'm going to go more.
Whoa! High drama on Home Time this evening. Here it is then. All important question. And don't forget, if you get this wrong, it all goes. Question five. What is the capital of Ireland? Is it A, Galway, B, Dublin, or C, Cork?
It's Dublin.
It's £2,000 for Kay!
Yay!
Well done. Wow. All thanks to Tesco Mobile and their Black Friday event. What are you going to spend that £2,000 on, Kay?
Oh, I don't know. Christmas, I suppose.
Well, can we just respect you for your fearlessness?
Yes.
Fearless,
well,
Kay.
You know, you've got to give it a go. You don't get these chances very often, so... Well,
absolutely. And get yourself back down that food thing and get yourself as many egg graters as
you can
get.
I'm going to get some egg graters, yeah.
Good on you. Lovely to speak to you. What a brilliant Thursday night. It's all thanks to Tesco Mobile, where every little helps. Pop in store or search Tesco Mobile for the best deals. And if you'd like to play tomorrow, look at the money Kay's just won. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk. Bush and Richie here. We both separately, as we said last night, went out for beers. By this point now, we're a little bit delicate, really quite hungry, and our producer Nick is eating a shepherd's pie in the corner of the studio.
It's so irresponsible.
It's unbelievable.
It's so inconsiderate.
No, I don't want anything.
It's too late now. I'm trying to offer it around.
So look, we're just going to get on with the film club, but we just want you to know what you've done, okay? Because it smells really good. So would you have Worcester sauce on that or a bit of ketchup? Or...
It looks dry.
It does look a bit dry. But anyway, on with the film club. What we do is if you hate that situation where you want to watch a film, but you don't know what to go for, we've got that sorted. The film club, we source a load of great suggestions. I've got sauce on the mind from our brilliant listenership based on a particular need. And the need is an interesting one tonight.
It is. Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk. Phil has emailed, "Hello, Bush and Richie. Have you ever looked for a great sporting movie on the film club? With the World Cup going on, what could we watch tonight if we don't fancy settling down to Brazil versus Serbia? Looking forward to what you suggest." Phil.
It's weird, isn't it? Just going back to what he's saying there, like I normally have to sell the games to Katie with the World Cup. Yeah. Brazil-Serbia is going to be a hard one.
It's a tough one.
So it's a tough one.
Phil's got a good idea here. Let's try and find a sporting movie to go with that vibe.
Two suggestions from me. Moneyball, the story about the Oakland Athletics and Billy Beane, starring Brad Pitt. The book's brilliant as well. That's great. Also, I think I've bored you a lot with this before, but there's a Netflix documentary film about the biggest, like, fight that ever took place in the NBA in basketball called The Malice and the Palace. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic as well.
I would say one that doesn't get the love that it should do is the Eddie the Eagle film, which was directed by Dexter Fletcher, if you're really talking press gang and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my words.
I know.
Sorry, Shepherd's Pie fellow over there is nodding his head. Producer, he's watched it as well, likes it.
Taron Egerton, you've got Hugh Jackman in there as well. It's a great movie. It's really good.
IMDb rating, it'd be remiss of us not to mention it.
7.3 out of 10.
That's probably the highest rated thing you've ever mentioned.
It is for me. What's going wrong? I know.
A couple of requests coming in for the brilliant Senna. Russ suggests that's a
great
movie.
Oh, that's so good.
Documentary about Ayrton Senna. If you've got any suggestions on this, we'd love to hear from you. 8, 12, 15.
I've forgotten about that. It's such a good movie.
Really good movie.
This is an interesting suggestion. My wife only watches tennis but loves Fever Pitch and Football Romance with Colin Firth. Also Wimbledon with Paul Bettany.
I remember that movie about Wimbledon.
Yes, I think Kirsten Dunst is in it as well.
Is that a good film, though?
I'm not sure.
Was there a movie about Bjorn Borg as well? Wasn't there a Bjorn Borg film?
I think there was a Bjorn Borg film, but that's not with Paul Bettany.
Clarifications, please. 8-12-15. Damien in Folkestone says, Rush, directed by Ron Howard, the story of James Hunt and Niki Lauda in Formula One. It's a great movie.
Paul Howard movies and Ron Howard movies. Very good.
His brother Paul is fantastic. Just doesn't quite get the breaks. We've got Gaz on the line. Gaz, what sports movie are you recommending, my friend?
Sean Bean, When Saturday Comes. It's a football one. Have you not seen that?
Oh, yeah, it's a great film. I mean, When Saturday Comes, the football magazine is fantastic as well. I always thought they were kind of linked, but they're not. Tell us the story of When Saturday Comes, then. What's it about?
So, it's about Sean Bean. He plays for his local pub side. And basically, he gets scouted for Sheffield United.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is his team in real life, isn't it?
He's a Sheffield fella, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And, that's about it. He makes it. There's a bit of a love story in it, a bit of romance, a bit of scrapping. It's brilliant.
Perfect recipe for any great movie, isn't it?
Pete
Postlethwaite in, I see, as well.
Yeah, he's in that. Yeah, he's in it as well. He's his kind of football manager at his local side.
Do you know what the best thing about that movie is? That they make the actual footballing bits look good. It's very difficult to do, like, pretend football, and it actually looks really good. So, yeah, that's a good one going on the list, man. Appreciate it.
No worries. I think Sean Bean actually done the football bit himself, to be honest.
I'd like to think Sean Bean's a good footballer.
Yeah, he looks like he should be.
Well, yeah.
We want a sports movie, please, for listener Phil. Jay has texted saying a film I should have mentioned earlier on, Rollerball.
Oh, yes.
James Caan, a classic from the late 70s. Great sci-fi sports movie.
Tom's been in touch. We need to clarify this, actually. He says, presumably, chaps, you are holding back the tidal wave of suggestions for Cool Runnings, Up the Home Time. What a classic movie. We have put through Cool Runnings as a winning film for an email that has come in once before. So the rules of the show clearly state we can't do that a second time.
Films that feature in Sliding on Ice, I believe.
that was the email we got that time.
Trevor, though, in Amersham says, suggestions for a sports movie, Friday Night Lights. High school American football, great book, great movie, even if you don't like the gridiron stuff, somehow got turned into a multi-season TV series, which I didn't watch.
But I did, Trevor, and it's really, really good. Clear eyes, full up, can't lose.
Well, this is it. Billy Bob Thornton's in the movie. You've got to watch it.
I think that would be a fitting one to decide as our winner tonight because it is Thanksgiving Day, so let's go all gridiron. Friday Night Lights, that's the film.
Phil, get downloading it.
This is The Daily Takeaway.
Take away.